Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good morning, Blog Talk Radio. Isn't that something? Glad to have you with us tonight, today, for another Read the Word. And ask you for just a little patience here. The internet is learning that I conquer every time. In Jesus' mighty name. Just a few more clicks and we'll be there. Wow. Welcome to another Read the Word. It is good to have you with us in Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' mighty name. And all of our friends on Blog Talk Radio, we love to be able to go to the map and see you there. It's like so cool. And we encourage it. Share it with other people. And share it with the nation next to you. You got friends across the border. Tell them to turn it on and listen to it. And it'll be a blessing to them like it is to you. For those of you that's in a Muslim nation and you're truly seeking God, the God of heaven and the God of earth, the God that created us, I dare you to every day, 7 days, fast and pray for 7 days and say, God Almighty, reveal yourself to me. And then get ready for a vision and a dream and a revelation. It's awesome. We're glad to have you with us. We welcome you. And we declare in the name of Jesus, the blessing of the Lord that makes rich and adds no sorrow with it is yours today. In Jesus' mighty name. All of our YouTube subscribers, welcome, welcome, welcome. It is goot to have you with us. We love it. We love this program. We love all the programs we do. Ready? Hold your Bible up. Let's make our confession. This is my Bible. I believe what God's word says. I am what Jesus says I am.
I am what Jesus says I am.
Because he is the great I am.
He is the great I am.
I receive the word of God.
I receive the word of God.
And plant him as a seed.
Plant him as a seed.
In the good soil of my heart.
In the good soil of my heart.
Producing a hundredfold return and more.
Producing a hundredfold return and more.
In my life.
In my life.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus.
Amen. And amen. What happened?
I thought the date was... I saw the 17th, and I was for some reason thinking that was the date, but that's what was saying live, and I was thinking, okay, something's wrong here, but I got it now.
All right, and share the link with Brother Rodney. He wants it too. And we're glad to share it with him, because we want everybody that wants to read the word, we want you reading the word. And you know, I think it's pretty amazing. I send it to people all over. I got a group of truck drivers I send it to, and I encourage you to do the same thing. Send it to all kinds of people. This time's too short. We gotta help people know the truth. Chapter 17. Here we go. Now, after 6 days, Jesus took Peter, James and John. Don't you want to just be in the inner three?
Oh, my goodness, yeah.
I want to be in the inner three. I do. I want to be close to God. I want to be the one he chooses. I want you to go do this mission. You got to qualify for it. But that's what I want. You're going to read the Bible and not preach. And he led them up on a high mountain by themselves. And he was transfigured before them. His face shone like the sun. And his clothes became as white as the light. And behold, Moses and Elijah appeared to them, talking with him. But you remember, Jesus was talking with Moses and Elijah for many years. Of course, there's no years in heaven. Verse 4, Peter answered and said to Jesus, Lord, it is good for us to be here. If you wish, let us make here three tabernacles, one for you, one for Moses, and one for Elijah. While he was still speaking, behold, a bright cloud overshadowed them, and suddenly a voice came out of the cloud saying, this is my beloved Son in whom I am well pleased. Hear him. Can you imagine? What an experience that was for these disciples. And when the disciples heard it, they fell on their faces and were greatly afraid. But Jesus came and touched them and said, arise and do not be afraid. When they had lifted up their eyes, they saw no one but Jesus only. That's what you and I want to do. Lift up our eyes and see Jesus only.
Amen.
We want people to look at our lives and see Jesus only. Amen. As they came down from the mountain, Jesus commanded them, saying, tell the vision to no one till the Son of Man is risen from the dead. And his disciples asked him, saying, why then do the scribes say that Elijah must come first? Jesus answered and said to them, indeed, Elijah is coming first and was for all things. But I say to you that Elijah has all come already, and they did not know him, but did to him whatever they wished. Likewise, the Son of Man is also about to suffer at the same hands. Hey, Sister Sunday, Brother Roger, welcome, welcome.
Do you see Roger?
Two of the great believers, yeah.
Oh, there he is.
Amen.
Amen. Well, we're glad you're here.
Verse number 14. And when they had come down to the multitude, a man came to him, kneeling down to him and saying, Lord, have mercy on my son. For he is an epileptic, and he suffers severely. For he often falls into the fire and often into the water. So I brought him to your disciples, but they did not hear him. Jesus answered and said, O faithless and perverse generation. Now that's pretty serious words. Faithless and perverse.
Wow. That is serious.
How long shall I be with you? How long shall I bear with you? Bring him here to me. Now, we keep saying that definition of the word perverse is twisted, but we might ought to look up that specific one to find out what that is.
Yeah.
18, and Jesus rebuked the demon, and it came out of him. And the child was cured from that very hour. But I want you to notice, it was epileptic, is the doctor name, the medical name. And then Jesus said, you got a demon. 19, the disciples came to Jesus privately and said, why could we not cast it out? And Jesus said to them, because of their unbelief, your unbelief. For assuredly I say to you, if you have faith as a mustard seed, you will say to this mountain, move from here to there, and it will move, and nothing will be impossible to you. However, this kind does not go out except by prayer and fasting. So if you got the assignment to preach the gospel, make sure you pray and fast until you know you have authority over demons and over sickness and disease. Well, Pastor, how long does that take? I don't know. Oral Roberts did a 7-month fast. T.L. Osborne did a 40-day fast. Billy Graham did a 40-day fast. A.A. Allen. Those men all did these great 40-day fasts and then exploded into healing ministry. 22. While they were staying in Galilee, Jesus said to them, "The Son of Man is about to be betrayed into the hands of men. They'll kill him. And the third day he'll be raised." And they were exceedingly sorrowful. When they had come to Capernaum, those who received the temple tax came to Peter and said, "Does your teacher not pay the temple tax?" He said, "Yes." And when he came into the house, Jesus anticipated him, saying, "What do you think, Simon? From whom do the kings of the earth take customs or taxes? From their sons or from strangers?" Peter said to him, "From strangers." Jesus said to him, "Exactly." Okay, I added that word. "And the sons are free. Nevertheless, lest we offend them, go to the sea, cast in a hook, take the fish that comes up first. When you have opened its mouth, you will find a piece of money. Take that and give it to them for me and you." So he went fishing and got enough for both of their taxes. Glory be to God. Not like Jesus didn't have very much money, because the wise men brought him a king's offering. They came seeking the king of the Jews. They brought a king's offering, not a little box of something like the Christmas card shows. I'm now going to Mark chapter 9. And let's hear how Mark tells the story. Verse 1, "And he said to them, assuredly I say to you, there are some standing here who will not taste death, for they see the kingdom of God present with power. After 6 days, Jesus took Peter, James, and John and led them up on a high mountain apart by themselves, and he was transfigured before them." Makes you wonder if the other disciples said, "I wonder why we're not going."
Yeah.
Verse 3. "His clothes became shining, exceedingly white, like snow." Matthew said, "like light." Mark said, "snow. Such as no launderer on earth can whiten them." But Peter, James, and John were, and they told the story. "And Elijah appeared to them with Moses, and they were talking with Jesus." That's amazing. "Peter answered and said to Jesus, Rabbi, it is good for us to be here. And let us make 3 tabernacles, one for you, one for Moses, one for Elijah. Because he did not know what to say, for they were greatly afraid." I mean, can you only imagine? Not only did your pastor, teacher, rabbi just transfigure and become bright as the white snow or light, but now here comes Moses and Elijah. And somehow they knew who they were.
Isn't it something? Yeah.
They knew who they were. Verse 7, "And a cloud came and overshadowed them, and a voice came out of the cloud saying, This is my beloved son. Hear him. Suddenly, when they had looked around, they saw no one anymore, but only Jesus with themselves. Now, as they came down from the mountain, He commanded them that they should tell no one the things that they had seen till the Son of Man had risen from the dead. And you got to know that they're like, he just said he's going to rise from the dead. So they kept this word to themselves, questioning what the rising from the dead meant. And how many times has he already said it to them? I mean, that was a pretty wild situation.
Faith comes by hearing.
Faith comes by hearing and hearing and hearing and hearing. They ask him, saying, why do the scribes say that Elijah must come first? He answered and told them, indeed, Elijah is coming first and restores all things. And how it is written concerning the Son of Man that he must suffer many things and be treated with contempt. But I say to you that Elijah has also come, and they did to him whatever they wished, as it is written of him. They killed Elijah. That boy is healed. Not Elijah. I was thinking about Isaiah, not Elijah. Elijah went up in a whirlwind. All right, now we're going to come down the mountain. Verse 14, when he came to the disciples, he saw a great multitude around them and scribes disputing with them. Immediately when they saw him, all the people were greatly amazed, and running to him, greeted him. And he asked the scribes, what are you discussing with them? One of the crowd answered and said, teacher, I brought you my son who has a mute spirit. And wherever it seizes him, it throws him down. He foams at the mouth, gnashes his teeth, and becomes rigid. So I spoke to your disciples that they should cast it out, but they could not. Now, I want you to remember, these are the same disciples that Jesus sent out two by two, heal the sick, raise the dead, cast out demons, freely you receive, freely you give. So these are men that's already cast out demons. And Jesus said, this kind only comes out by prayer and fasting. And I think you're going to find that is an extended fast on purpose to meet God and receive the power of God. Did this. Because Jesus did it, Moses did it, Elijah did it, Joshua did it, all John the Baptist did it, all of these great men. That got on the mountain and stayed there till they got it. And there's something about 40 days that makes it work. 19, and he answered and said, O faithless generation, how long shall I be with you? How long shall I bear with you? Bring him to me. They brought him to Jesus, and when he saw him, immediately the spirit convulsed him, and he fell on the ground and wallowed, foaming at the mouth. So he asked his father, how long has this been happening to him? And he said, from childhood. And often he has thrown him into the fire and into the water to destroy him. But if you can do anything, have compassion on us and help us. Jesus said to him, if you can believe to the dead, because it's the dead's authority that Jesus has to get past. If you can believe, all things are possible to him who believes. And immediately the father of the child cried out and said with tears, Lord, I believe. Help my unbelief. When Jesus saw the people came running together, he rebuked the unclean spirit, saying to it, deaf and dumb spirit, I command you, come out of him and enter him no more. And he didn't. Oh, Father. He could possibly look down from heaven and just maybe consider to do something. Now see, that's all wrong. That's all spirit of religion. That is vile to talk to our Father that way, who gave Jesus so that you can be healed and made whole. The great amen, Roger. Jesus took him by the hand, lifted him up, and he rose. 28. When he'd come into his house, his disciples asked him privately, why could we not cast it out? And he said to them, this kind can come out by nothing but prayer and fasting. But he's not talking about only demons. He's talking about you got to get your unbelief up. You got to get you consecrated to God. That's the answer. And every one of the disciples, after Jesus rose from the dead, must have fasted somewhere, a 40-day fast, because every one of them went in the power of the Holy Spirit and transformed whole regions of the world. Every one of them. Verse 30, Jesus, again, predicts his death and resurrection. Then they departed from there and passed through Galilee, and he did not want anyone to know it. For he taught his disciples and said to them, the Son of Man is being betrayed into the hands of men, and they will kill him. And after he is killed, he will rise the third day. So this is in the matter of 2 days. Peter has heard him say, I'm going to die, and then I'm going to rise again in the third day. Well, you're welcome to be here and be a part of our program. This is Read the Word, where we're reading the Bible. Then he came to Capernaum, and when he was in the house, he asked them, what was it you disputed among yourselves on the road? But they kept silent, for on the road they had disputed among themselves who would be the greatest in the kingdom. And he sat down, called the 12, and said to them, if anyone desires to be first, he shall be last of all and servant of all. He took a little child, set him in the midst of them, and when he had taken him in his arms, he said to them, whoever receives one of these little children in my name receives me, and he receives me, and whoever receives me receives not me, but him who sent me. Too many negatives and double negatives in that. Verse 38. Now John answered him, saying, teacher, we saw someone who does not follow casting out demons in your name, and we forbid him because he does not follow us. Jesus said, do not forbid him, for no one who works a miracle in my name, notice that my is capitalized, can soon afterwards speak of evil of me. For he who is not against us is on our side. For whoever gives you a cup of cold, cup of water to drink in my name, because you belong to Christ, assuredly I say to you, he will by no means lose his reward. There's a cup of cold water reward from God. And Sister Leanne's briefed a bunch of them because she gets me a cup of cold water regularly. 42. But whoever causes one of these little ones who believe in me to stumble, it would be better for him if a millstone were hung around his neck and he were thrown into the sea. If your hand causes you to sin, cut it off. It's better for you to enter into life maimed rather than having two hands, to go to hell, into the fire that shall never be quenched, where their worm does not die and the fire is not quenched. And if your foot causes you to sin, cut it off. It is better for you to enter life lame rather than having 2 feet to be cast into hell, into the fire that shall never be quenched, where their worm does not die and the fire shall not be quenched. Now, Jesus is making a point to talk about hell and their worm, the memory, that part inside will never die. You'll remember for eternity every opportunity you had to walk with God. And if your eye causes you to sin, pluck it out. It's better for you to enter into the kingdom of God with one eye rather than having two eyes to be cast into hellfire, where their worm does not die and the fire is not quenched. Verse 49, for everyone will be seasoned with fire, and every sacrifice will be seasoned with salt. Salt is good, but if the salt loses its flavor, how will you season it? Have salt in yourselves and have peace with one another. Have salt in yourself and peace with one another. Now, this is the point where we say, circle the wagon. And think about what was in this day of reading the word in Jesus' life. Jesus chooses his three closest disciples, goes up on the mountain, transfigures himself in front of them. And then they come down and the disciples cannot cast out the demon, but they are very experienced demon casters. They've been doing it with Jesus since the beginning of the ministry. And now Jesus teaches this doctrine of hell. Hell is real. The rapture is going to happen. If you're not right with God, you'll miss the rapture. And for those of you who will be listening to this video after the rapture, we're going to pray the prayer of salvation. Pray it immediately. Walk with God. Find every one of these videos and listen to them, because you're going to want to make that midpoint of the rapture walk in with God, because then the midpoint of the tribulation, there'll be another rapture. And you'll be caught up together to be in the clouds with us. But that's going to be a severe 3.5 years. Don't miss the rapture. I mean, that gets, you read the book of Revelation, and once the rapture happens, it's going to be a serious, serious situation. And you don't want to miss the rapture. But if you have, grab every video of mine. I'm already speaking it in faith. All my videos make it all the way to the end, and they're on this earth, and YouTube doesn't have any ability to wipe them out. Amen. So that we can reap a harvest even after we're gone in the rapture. In Jesus' name. Hell is real. But you don't have to worry about it if you just get life in Christ Jesus. Amen and amen. Now, we're going to pray the prayer of salvation so that every one of you who are with us has the ability to be right with God. If you've never prayed the prayer of salvation, never been born again, never received Jesus, all that stuff, that's what you need to do now. So, we're going to pray the prayer. We want you to pray it with us. Ready? Pray this with me. Father, in the name of Jesus.
Father, in the name of Jesus.
I know I need you in my life every day.
I know I need you in my life every day.
And according to John 3:16.
And according to John 3:16.
When I believe in you.
When I believe in you.
You give me everlasting life.
You give me everlasting life.
And I will not perish.
And I will not perish.
Now here's your place to make your declaration. Jesus, I believe you are the Son of God.
Jesus, I believe you are the Son of God.
And you rose again on the third day just for me.
And you rose again on the third day just for me.
Put your hands out and just say it. I receive you into my life, Jesus.
I receive you into my life.
Forgive me of my sin.
Forgive me of my
sin. Wash me with your blood.
Make me white as snow.
I receive all of your love and your mercy.
All of your grace and your righteousness.
All of your grace and your righteousness. Filling every part of my life.
Filling every part
with
of my life.
All the fullness of God.
With all the
fill me with your Holy Spirit.
Fill me with your Holy Spirit.
So I live in power.
So I live in power.
Understand the word of God.
Understand the word of God.
Pray in my heavenly language.
Pray in my heavenly
and live
language.
A successful life.
And live a successful life.
as a believer every day.
As a believer.
I pray this in Jesus' mighty name.
I pray this in Jesus' mighty name.
Amen and amen. Amen. Welcome to the kingdom of God. Welcome to the family of God. Welcome. We're glad to have you. We're glad to have you. We even wanted the Son of Jesus to stay with us. But he left. We want you here. But we're here for a purpose and be a part of our purpose. Don't come here to do your deal in our setting. Now, for those of you that just received Jesus, you might be like, man, Pastor, what's going on the inside of me? What is it? God Almighty just came and filled your whole being. That's the only way to describe it. God Almighty just came and filled you. Because you said, fill me. And he did. You got Jesus' blood washed away all your sins. Throwing them in the sea of his forgetfulness. Never to be remembered against you anymore. And then all of his grace, mercy, love, and righteousness. Then you said, fill me with all the fullness of God. We know to lead you in that prayer. And he did. And then, fill me with your Holy Spirit. He's more willing to give you the Holy Spirit than you even were to say that prayer. And you said it. And now, God Almighty lives within you. And he's going to lead you from the inside out. How can he do that, Pastor? You're going to begin to walk with God right now. And you wake up in the morning before you get out of bed, say this prayer. He's in here, so look down and say, Father, help me walk with you today. Father, help me walk with you today. Talk to him all day long about everything you're doing because he's your father. Certainly he's God Almighty, and speak with respect and honor and dignity. But you can ask him any question there is to ask. He's the best father there could ever be. And he is in you by the power of the Holy Spirit because of Jesus' blood and righteousness. Talk to him all day long. When you go to bed at night, lay down and say, Father, how did I do today? And it won't be long, and you'll begin to understand from within how he just spoke to me. He just said, don't do that. Do this. He said to you, go bless that person. And you go do it. excuse me. You learn to hear his voice. I'm going to tell you one real quick story. We were on our way back to Michigan to see our folks. And we were at a Love's truck stop somewhere in Wisconsin. And, no, I can talk about it, Roger. Just give me a minute. And we pulled up behind this pickup truck, and the Holy Spirit said, pay for that kid's gas. And he got out. You know, he's got his girlfriend sitting right next to him in the seat of his pickup, and he got out. And he was already pumping, so I went up to him. I said, I'm supposed to buy your fuel. Oh, I already filled up. He said, how much did it cost? He goes, $20. So I handed him a $20 bill and said, here, God wants me to bless you. I'm like, what? I said, God wanted me to bless you. He told me to come bless you. God told you to bless me? I'm like, yeah. Nobody ever done this for you before? No, nobody. And you can see him getting his truck. I walked away and you can see him. Looking around. Why? Well, two things. Somebody gave him a $20 bill. It never happened to him in his life. You could tell. Nobody ever done that to him. And the person doing it said, God told me to do it. I mean, they probably went somewhere and went to McDonald's and got her ice cream together. You know, he's got his girl with him and stuff. Why? Because he's going to talk to you. And he's going to make you a blessing in this world. Click like, subscribe, hit the bell, connect with us, and we'll help you walk with God. We're kind of crazy and radical around here because we believe in that you get delivered and transformed and set free, and that you get to become one with the Father. It's amazing. The blessing of God in our lives, in Jesus' mighty name. Well, that's it. Not really, but so you can tell I could preach for quite a while yet. Brother Roger asks about those who are first will be last, and those who are last will be first. Well, Jesus is the great equalizer. Those who are first and bragging about it, and that's their big deal, and it makes them a big thing, what Jesus said is they're going to be last on the judgment day. And if they don't change their hearts so that they're just being themselves where they're supposed to be, then they won't even make the kingdom. And those of us who are in the last position, God's going to vindicate us and put us in the first position. And Deuteronomy chapter 28 is the God's covenant with the children of Israel, which is, belongs to you and I because of our father Abraham. He believed God, it was counted to him for righteousness. Deuteronomy 28 says, I will make you a holy nation unto myself, and I will set you high, high above all the nations of the earth. Why? Because we walk with him, follow him, and live like he's our father, in Jesus' mighty name. You know, I could just keep doing this all night long. But here we go. Remember this. All of our friends over there on the Blog Talk Radio, we just love it. As a matter of fact, I'm just going to do this. I know that our time is up, but I'm just going to do this. These are the nations that are listening to us on Blog Talk Radio. Russia, Kazakhstan, South Korea, Japan, Vietnam, Thailand, India, Oman, Iraq, Tunisia, Romania, Ukraine, Germany, Netherlands, United Kingdom, Ireland, France, Canada, and the United States of America. Welcome. We're so glad to have you with us on our program on a daily basis. Make sure you send me a picture because I want to see who we are and be a blessing to you in Jesus' name. See you soon.